Gemara in Yavama says when a Gentile who has a boy and a girl converts to Judaism, and does he have to have another boy and a girl do I say the boy and girl he had while he was a Gentile counts, or does he have to have another boy and a girl? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rev Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rev Yochanan says no, he could fulfill his mitzvah with the boy and girl he had while he was a Gentile. And Reish Lakish says no, he has to have another one because the principle I'm saying, Gershon is Gayer, Kikatan Shin, you know, they're not related to you anymore. You have to have another boy and a girl. How do we pass in? We passed in like Rav Yochanan, that the children you had as a Gentile does count. As they do count, you do not have to have, let's say you were older, you couldn't have any more kids. Boy and girl you had, does count for your mitzvah pru revu. So I was just pointing out, within that opinion, is that with the kids converting to Judaism or the kids not converting to Judaism? So within the opinion of Rav Yochanan, that's a further debate. When according to Rav Yochanan, who says that you could fulfill your mitzvah pru revu with your kids you had as a Gentile, does Rav Yochanan mean even if they don't convert, or does he only mean? Is he assuming that your kids converted with you? So that's a debate within the opinion of Rav Yochanan. So in general, there's a discussion. Because pru revu was, the Gemara says, was given to the Gentiles originally, because we know pru revu was given to the avos, so before Matan Torah, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, a non-Jew was chayiv in pru revu, but at Har Sinai, the mitzvah changed and it was only given to Jewish people. So according to the opinion that says that Rav Yochanan would say, you only fulfill your mitzvah pru revu if they convert to Judaism. So they learn that originally the mitzvah pru revu was to populate the world. But once the Torah was given to the Jews at Har Sinai, the mitzvah changed now. The mitzvah is to populate the Jewish world and to promote Judaism, not just to have Jews as people, is to promote Torah and mitzvahs and have people follow in the way. So therefore, according to that opinion that says that, according to the first opinion, according to the opinion that says that they don't have to convert, they say, well, the mitzvah is continuing. The mitzvah is to populate the world. You did that. But according to the opinion that says they have to convert, it's not enough. You have to not only populate the world, you got to populate the Jewish world. And therefore, if they don't convert, then they don't get the mitzvah. So I'm just saying, in your case, it's not an issue because your kids are planning to convert as well. So it's just a hypothetical in general. But we assume you do. But that's the kasha. The kasha is, but the question is why? Really, they're not related to you. Katan, they come on to different answers. But the bottom line is, again, that's biblically speaking. Obviously, rabbinically speaking, they are related to you, the parents, and they are brother and sister. Biblically speaking, but again, obviously we're not going to allow, how is it going to look? The brothers and sisters, they couldn't get married when they were Gentiles, but now we're going to commit incest. We're going to permit it. So, of course, in Judaism, we wouldn't permit that. So, rabbinically, we say, of course not, because we don't want to make it look like Judaism is less moral than, we have a general rule, if it's permitted for Gentiles, then it, you know, or it, if it's forbidden, if it's forbidden for Gentiles and it's forbidden for Jews, we, you know, that, that, you know, that's a discussion, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but that's, that gets into the nature of, you know, on one hand we say, you could see, that's a case where you could be biologically the father, but let's say, so in this case, so what's the pshat? How do you fulfill pru remove? By bringing them up Jewish, and therefore you so biologically you already are the father. So how do you fulfill, according to the other opinion, by bringing them up Jewish and teaching them Torah, as to quote Rav Yaakov Emden, I believe, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, that one who adopts a child and brings them up, the Gemara, according to Rav Yaakov Emden, you can fulfill Pru Revu. We don't consider it 100%. Nice. So therefore, we don't consider 100% fulfillment, but it's you know, it's a quasi. So too, obviously, you bring up your children. You know, that's a different type of Pru Revu. In fact, that's what it said in last week's Parsha. It said Moshe and Aaron. It said Aaron and Moshe about counting up their kids, but yet they only counted Aaron's kids. So why did they say Moshe and Aaron? Because Moshe was everyone's Rebbe, and therefore, besides the biological being Aaron's family, if Moshe Rabbeinu teaches you, then everyone's the child of Moshe. So therefore, by you teaching your kids, so you are, you know, you are their father, and you know, the many other examples of that. But that's the two parts of Pru Revu. The original Pru Revu of bringing, populating the world, and the pure Pru Revu we have now is populating the Jewish community, not just populating it, but bringing, you know, bringing them up in Torah and mitzvahs. That's just the nature of the mitzvah Pru Revu has changed at Har Sinai.